Good evening, my lord.
I hope I'm not bothering you, but...
Now is usually the time you'd have your evening snack. And I took the liberty of preparing it for you ahead of time. It's the usual variety platter. You flatter me, my lord. I wouldn't go so far as to call myself a lifesaver. After all, you are a divine god in the flesh. You wouldn't die even if all the world came together to kill you. Not even time will end you. Such is your great and infinite might. As always, I am humbled you allow me to bask in your presence. I'm glad you enjoy them, my lord. I'm always worried about if they'll taste any good, since I can't taste them myself, being a doll and all. Oh, not that there's anything wrong with me being a doll, of course. I'm grateful every day that you gave me the miracle of life. And for you to animate me after I was nothing more than a mere object, I am touched beyond measure. And not only did you give me life, but such a wonderful one as well. Every day, I'm grateful I have the fortune to serve you. You are the light in this dark world, a star in the void, a god that even other gods must worship. Every last word in this world should be a prayer to you, and every last coin should be a tribute to you. Such is your majesty. And for me to serve such a being as yourself, it fills me with purpose. Few in this world have the spiritual fulfillment that you have granted me. If there is any regret I have, it is that I only have this one life with which to devote to you. No, there isn't any secret ingredient, my lord. I think most people would say here the secret ingredient is love. But my love for you isn't very secret now. Isn't. I couldn't hide it even if I tried. I can't even think about you without blushing, which is why I do it so often. That's inevitable. How could I not love you so clearly? You are perfect in the true sense of the word, Master. The greatest god in all of history and the world. Language itself exists to praise you. Sight itself exists to behold you. It is in your nature to be lovingly worshipped. If there is anyone out there who does not love you with all their heart, then they must surely be damaged. A dysfunction in their mind, or perhaps their heart. Or maybe their very soul. Such a wretched blasphemer would certainly deserve your divine wrath. To be set on fire, or struck by lightning, or swallowed by the earth. There is no pit in hell too deep for them, my lord. Such is your boundless majesty. Oh, yes, that is today. You are correct, as always. I don't usually think of it as my birthday. Rather, I think of it as the anniversary of the day you were gracious enough to grant me life. But If you say it is my birthday, then it must be true.
I could never ask you for anything, my lord. You've already done so much for me. You have already granted me more than I could ever repay. Even if I sacrifice the entire world and all it contains to you, it would not be a sufficient tribute. The honor of kneeling at your feet every day is more than enough of a birthday gift for me.
I am moved, as always, by your mercy and generosity. If you insist, then there is one thing I have to admit I really want from you. I want to be with you forever. And I mean truly forever. You see, you are a god, an immortal. I'm immortal too, in a way. I don't age. My body will not break down. But I'm not so confident I will exist forever. If the stars in the sky went out and took us with them, or if the sun swallowed the earth, I am certain that would destroy me. But no matter how the world ended, I know without a doubt that it would not harm you. So, if existence itself came to an end, I would ask that you never forget me, so that I can be with you forever, at least in your thoughts. I hope it is not an impudent wish. If it is, then I will gladly accept any punishment you have for me. This body does not feel pain, but if you changed that, I would accept it. You are my god, and I am your property. If you see it fit to lash me, or burn me, or electrocute me, then that is your right as my god. If you insist, my lord, then I shall certainly accept your benevolence. As usual, I am in awe at your grace. All the mercy in the world put together could not hope to match yours. I could ask for nothing more, my lord. You have already given me my heart's deepest desire. I couldn't possibly ask for a second gift. I struggle to even think of what I would ask for. You have already given me everything I could ever want. I get to see you every day. I get to live under the same roof as you. I get to tend to you in the morning, afternoon, and evening. I get to hear you, to see you. I get to make your bed, to wash your clothes, to cook you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I am uniquely favored among your servants. I hope it is not blasphemous for me to say, but our relationship is so personal, I think. What more could I ever ask for? Oh, you honor me with your concern, my lord. Truly, I am unworthy of it, and receive it only by your grace. But I wouldn't say I get lonely. I don't need you to animate me any friends. I don't need friends. I only need you to serve you and obey you as my highest pleasure in life. My fulfillment, my mantra. If I can just continue these days, waiting on you, worshipping you, bowing at your feet, praising your peerless glory, then that would grant me satisfaction beyond measure. Until the day the very world itself ends. Friends would only detract from that, I think. They would just get in the way. I have my God, the crown jewel of the universe and all of existence. Friends are just petty distractions from what really matters. You. Besides, I think it might make me unhappy. When I see the statues in the hall, I sometimes think, what if my lord animated them like he animated me? What if he elevated them to become his servant? To serve him in ways so far only I have. And then it sickens me. I lack a digestive system, and yet find myself wanting to vomit. I have served you for so long. I have worshipped you and obeyed you and cherished your every atom for centuries. What would those upstart marble nobodies know about serving you? How could they serve you as I have? Do they know how you like your bed made? Only I know. Could they cook to your taste like I do? Of course not. I've spent years upon years upon years upon years refining my cooking to your specific tastes. I'd be surprised if the vermin in the hall could even follow a recipe. And could they rub your back like I can? 1,000 times no. May you forbid such sacrilege. It disgusts me just to think about it. For their irreverent, unclean hands to touch your holy flesh. They are filthy, unworthy, profane. I do it much better, don't you think, my lord? Much better than anyone else ever could. No other servant could serve you like I can. No other servant could replace me, wouldn't you say? Have you ever owned property as good as me, my lord? I strive every day to be your foremost servant. Wouldn't you say I succeeded? Forgive me, my lord. I misunderstood you. When you suggested that you could animate me some friends, I thought you meant they would be servants to you like I am. I thought you meant they would cook for you and give you massages and other such things. When so far only I have had the honor of serving you in such a way. And then I thought they would only be my friends as a secondary goal of their existence. I didn't realize you meant they would only be my friends, and that would be their entire lives. I'm such a fool.
A useless, useless, useless doll. And that only makes your concern all the more breathtaking, my lord. Truly, you are merciful without equal. But even if you could animate them just to be my friend, I'm still certain that they won't bring me any happiness. A person is supposed to like their friends. And I wouldn't like them. Because I only like you, my lord. Well, like is an understatement, of course. I love you more than the word could ever describe. I adore you and worship you and cherish you. Your every atom is a miracle. Your every word is a song. If I could only know one word, I would wish for it to be your name. If I could only see one thing, I would wish for it to be your face. If I could only think of one thing, that thing would be you. To be fair, I usually do think only about you. It is in your nature to be worshipped. But it is also in my nature to worship you. I don't even need to breathe, and yet you're still my oxygen. I don't know if you would call this arrogance or heresy, but I don't think anyone loves you as much as I do. I find it so natural to love you. All the charities in the world could not compare to your mercy. All the armies in the world could not compare to your might. And all the beating hearts of the world could not compare to my love for you. But forgive me, my lord. I've been talking too much about myself. This should really be about you. I see you finished the platter. Would you like seconds, my lord? Your word is my command, as always. Simply.